business owner? Entrepreneur? Want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions.
Our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
Welcome to episode 19 of Not a Real Job, a podcast for entrepreneurs, small business owners, anyone who wants to learn a little bit more about how to succeed with their online marketing. I am Joel Kelly, and I do social media strategy and execution for travel and tourism brands out of Nova Scotia, Canada.
And I am Chris Van Patten, and I do enterprise WordPress development and product development in New York City.
Nice. You've been working on your elevator pitch there.
Because yeah. Pretty good. I always feel like I say, well, you know, I do some of this and some of that and, you know, whatever really comes my way. So try to crystallize it a little more.
Okay, perfect. Well, speaking of elevator pitches, we're going to talk a little bit today about coffee meetings and, you know, getting yourself out there and making the most out of those meetings. So what do you think of, Chris, when you think of like a coffee meeting?
So it depends a lot on the situation, but I think most of the time, for me anyway, coffee meetings are really just sort of an opportunity to connect with someone face to face. Like above all, because I feel like in the digital world, the digital industries, like website design and stuff, a lot of the time we don't have face-to-face time with clients or potential clients. And the coffee meeting is an incredible opportunity, if you can make it work, to be in the same room and get on the same page.
Yeah, totally. I think it's absolutely one of those really, really preliminary, low cost kind of ways that could pay off, you know, hugely in the long run, whether it's meeting with potential clients, meeting with potential employers, meeting with potential customers. Like it's a great way to just get a feel for another person and whether you want to do business with them. If you can make small talk for a half an hour with someone, they're probably halfway decent to work.
Well, yeah, and I think that's maybe why the coffee date is such a thing, because it is so low pressure and very low key. It's, you know, drinking coffee is something that pretty much everyone can agree on. So it's sort of an easy way to be in the same room as somebody and sort of size them up and figure out what kind of relationship you're going to have.
Yeah. And I mean, the idea for me is I've had lots of those with, you know, either I'm trying to, you know, get a new customer or I'm trying to get hired or anything like that. And I've also been on the other side of it of, you know, people trying to get work or try to get hired from me. And there are some meetings that are hard and not like difficult in that they're stressful, but often a person can just be really horrible at making that really basic small talk. So, I think it can be hugely, it can give you a really good insight into someone if you enjoy that kind of meeting with them. So I think, you know, making sure that you're prepared for that meeting, no matter what the context is, whether you're looking for a job or whether you're looking for a client, making sure you're prepared, you actually have something to talk about in case the conversation stalls, and really just relaxing and realizing that you're there to give someone an impression of yourself and to get an impression from the other person.
Yeah, 100%. And I think going into a coffee meeting, if you are the requester of the meeting, so to speak, you really have to have the other person in mind and sort of have a game plan going in, because really you are asking somebody for at least a half hour of their time, right? And you want to make sure that that time is being used valuably. So you don't both leave the meeting and say, wow, that was just a waste of time, because you have to assume that the other person has other things that they would, if not rather be doing, that then maybe that they should be doing. So you have to make that time worthwhile to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And for God's sake, if you're the person who invites the other person for coffee, you have to buy the coffee. Don't be awkward about it.
Yeah, 100%.
So painful when the other person, you at least have to offer.
Yeah, definitely.
So how do you get that meeting? If you're looking for a client, Chris, or you know there's someone in the area that you might be able to do business with, how would you approach them and kind of get that meeting?
So for me, my sort of trick to this is that I want to learn, and this is something we've talked about, the idea of, you know, understanding the business that you want to work with or work for. So I take meetings like these as an approach to say, hey, I think you're doing something really cool in this space. I want to hear more about how your business works. And so I sort of approach it from a place of being curious, right? Because hearing somebody else talk about their business for a half hour or 40 minutes or whatever it is, then I can say, you know, based on what you've told me, here's how I think we can help. Right. So it sort of comes from a, you know, this combination of I want to learn about your business, but also if you tell me about your business, there might be a way that I can help you.
Yeah, totally. And I think it is being direct like that as well. Like, you know, having a reason for why you contacted them in the first place. I would like to talk to you about XYZ. Can we meet?
Yeah.
It's a little bit like, honestly, like dating. Like you can totally. You can waste a ton of time when what you needed to do was just ask.
Yeah, for sure. I think really going in with the approach, I like what you're doing, or I like the way that you approach, you know, situation X, and I really want to see if there's a way that we can join in and help you out with that. It's just a really good way to start off, because you're telling them that you've put in some effort to understand what they're working on or what they're doing or what, you know, that sort of thing. And also that you think that you want to help them do more of that with your own business or your own approach to a project.
So you've had the meeting, you think it went well, you exchanged information. What next? How do you actually move that into, you know, into business?
So then it sort of all goes into email there, for me anyway. Once we've had that initial meeting, and if it seems like there's, you know, a project that we can work on or something like that, I will, you know, follow up over email, say, hey, this is great. You know, I'd love to either send you a proposal or whatever the situation is, and then sort of take it from there. I'm a big believer in not just one coffee meeting at the start of the project and sort of abandoning the client for the rest of the project and sticking online. I used to be all about do everything online, but I'm realizing more and more that there's tremendous value to keep that process going, to keep going back to the coffee shop and seeing them in person, because there's so much that gets lost in email. So once I've had that first meeting, I've sent the a proposal or whatever the case is, then I try to get back into the coffee shop to sort of secure the deal or start building the project itself. So to get them in the room and start sketching out, okay, what is this going to look like? How's this going to work? Because being in person and having tactile things, you know, paper and pens and all that kind of stuff in front of you makes it raises the stakes a little more, and it makes it easier to communicate.
Yeah. And I think getting back, you know, face to face or, you know, on the phone with someone can be really useful. You can forget why you liked someone. You can forget, you know, what it was that sparked an interest in doing business with a person if you do everything over email, I think. While it would be ideal if we could keep everything there, it would be far more efficient. Every once in a while, you do need to jump on the phone, jump on a call or, you know, a video chat or face to face, if possible, to really remind the person you're doing business with that they like you and that there was a reason, you know, in the first place that you connected on a personal level.
Yeah, and I'm about your point on efficiency. I've actually found, and this may be where I'm coming from, doing creative design, business work, that kind of thing. A lot of the nuance gets lost in email, right? So a client might say, I'll send them a mock-up or something, and they'll look at it, and they could send me back a 10-bullet-point list. Well, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this, or change this, or tweak that, let's add this, whatever. But sometimes they don't understand necessarily how to communicate design specific elements or changes that they want. So getting it in front of them face to face, it may take a little more of your time, but you're going to both be happier in the end, because you're going to be able to see them point and sort of play around with the design in person. And there's so many more insights you can gain that way. So I actually think many times, even though it's more of a time commitment, it's much more efficient that way than going back and forth with a dozen emails trying to figure out what they mean.
No, you're totally right. And I think also with that is the idea that you're reminding your client that they're dealing with a real person and not this machine at the other end of their email who is potentially frustrating them.
100%, because then they can one, it's sort of like, oh, you know, they're dealing with a broken machine or whatever it is, right? They're bad input, bad output. But also, I think they can sort of, it can sort of warp your perspective, right? If all they're doing is sending instructions to an email address, it sort of becomes like the client becomes, you know, I'm the boss. And yes, there is sort of that boss employer dynamic in a client relationship, but it's also at the same time, as a developer or designer, you have your own perspective that you want to bring to the table. You don't want somebody to just sort of dictate the terms of a project based on what they think is appropriate. So getting in person, getting to meet in person can help mitigate that.
Totally. Well, I think that's a good place to end on this topic. So we should move into our exciting contest that we have planned.
Yeah. So this is, as you know, listener of this show, we charge for the show. So it's about $4 a month, $40 a year, which is like less than a dollar an episode, no matter how you pay. Monthly or yearly. So we think it's already a pretty good deal, but what we thought we'd do for the holidays is open it up a little more with a contest to get to give away some 1 year subscriptions.
Yeah, so basically, you know, what we want you to do is, and you know, we make this request at the end of every episode, is we want your questions. We want to make sure that we're helping you in the best ways possible and that we're answering the questions that are currently pressing for our listeners or potential listeners to really make your online digital marketing that much more successful. So correct me if I'm wrong here, Chris, but I believe it's as simple as if you tweet a question at us at the @NargeCast email address or send us a question to questions@notarealjob.com. That will enter you into our kind of sweepstakes, and you could be one of our lucky winners who will get free access to the podcast. So,
yeah. So there are two basic. So we're giving away four subscriptions total. We're going to give away two on the Not a Real Job website. So, you know, officially with Not a Real Job, based on if you follow us on Twitter and send us a question. You have to follow us just because. and then you can also submit a question if you don't have Twitter or you don't really want to deal with following and tweeting and all that stuff that makes you feel skeezy. You can go to my personal website, chrisvanpatten.com, and we're going to give away another pair there. All you need to do is put in your email address and your question and submit it, and we will get that and we'll be giving away two subscriptions to people there.
So we'll just cut out the part where I said the wrong thing.
I mean, you said mostly the right thing.
Mostly, almost half of what I said was accurate.
I would say 75%.
All right, perfect. Well, that's all we can hope for.
For sure. so this is Thursday. The contest is going to be ending, I think we've said, on Monday. So you've only got a couple more days to submit your questions, but you certainly should take advantage of that. And even if you miss this, miss the deadline, the cutoff, please send us your questions anyway, because we appreciate them.
So there you go.
So yeah, it's Monday the 9th, which has already passed, to Monday the 16th of December. So yeah, get your questions submitted.
Cool. Well, and obviously tell your friends, crucially, while you know, you may want to hoard it all to yourself and hope there's, you know, not a lot of entries. That would be crazy. And instead, you should tell all your friends.
100%. One thing I will say is that we will be judging based on the quality of the questions. So don't just think you can get away with, gee whiz, why is that Chris Van Patten so sexy? Like, we're going to appreciate that, but ultimately.
Oh, like you wouldn't give that person the...
No comment.
All right. I guess we'll see. Try it both ways. Everyone will find out whether appealing to our egos was the way to go after all.
And you could totally submit multiple times. So if you have like five burning questions that you want to ask, submit all five. You can only win once, but that's going to increase your chances of us liking one of the questions at least.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Because I mean, the odds of you nailing it on the first try are, are minimal.
We've got high standards.
Yeah,
here.
Absolutely. Obviously. All right. Well, that's probably chased everyone off. So we should stop talking before we make this
worse. As good a place to end as any.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah, so Nargecast. Yeah,
find us on our places.
Yeah, Nargecast, notarealjob.com, chrisvanpatten.com this week if you want to enter, and questions at notarealjob.com. And did I forget anything?
I don't know. I never have a website to give myself. Go to about.me/Joel Kelly, I guess. There's probably some links to some stuff I do there.
Or just Google the internet's Joel Kelly and he'll come up.
Yeah, well, I mean, one time somebody Googled, they found my personal blog by Googling Joel Kelly is the biggest asshole in Halifax. That showed up in my referral traffic once, so I guess you could try that, too.
Whatever works.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
Have a good one.